This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Malicious ware, malware, a Texas drawl, I twist everything, turn it into malware, was found on some laptop in Vermont, so the media ran the hoax that the Russians had hacked the power grid, were trying to take it down. And I was just sitting here thinking, I went, wait a minute. Every time Matt Bracken comes on the last month or so, he says they're going to try a false flag, he thinks, probably a grid down scenario to disrupt the inauguration. That's why Soros has doubled the amount of money to the burn down America crowd, kill the cop crowd. So, I want to open the phones up to police, former, current military, you name it. I just thought we ought to get Matt Bracken just to host the fourth hour today. I was going to host all 4 hours, but why not just give Matt Bracken an hour? That way he doesn't get interrupted too much here on the first weekday show of 2017. But listeners, we need you to go into these predictions. You know, we're just last week. Bracken's like, I think they'll do a grid down power situation before Obama gets in. I'd be watching for that. And then sure enough, 24 hours later, they're like, the Russians are hacking the power grid. We're all dead. We need war. McCain's like, to the parapets. Get the nukes ready. All because they want to stop Trump, who they claim is so dangerous and so evil. No, you've hijacked the country. People are aware of it. People are sick of it. So they really are planning to try to block Trump. And every time they fail, they escalate the level of crisis they're pushing to get it done. What do you think these hysterics are going to do to try to stay in power? First-time callers from around the world, overseas, you name it. People agree, people disagree. Military, police particularly, I'll put you the headline. What do you make of all this? What do you make about the preparations for all sorts of crises in 17 days? We're doing all sorts of drills of emergency relocating Trump. I know he's got a lot of top people around him that understand exactly what's happening, because I've talked to some of them. I'm just going to leave it at that, but the listeners, myself included, I should be doing more. I should be more convincing. And I know I'm convincing. I just, this is so historical that let's say a nuclear war was breaking out with Russia and they just fired ICBMs in 1967. I would expect Walter Cronkite to be desperate and say, everybody get to your bunkers. The missiles will be here in 5 minutes. I mean, it's almost to that level now. The urgency of repudiating Obama, repudiating the globalists, repudiating George Soros, repudiating Henry Kissinger, and all of these insane, out-of-control, anti-American people who just want to destroy prosperity to consolidate control and are willing to push us into World War III to maintain their control. At a certain point, you want to arrest the independent press. You want people to come after me. You want to go after all of our freedoms. You want to be able to do all these horrible things. And then you just think we're going to sit here and take it 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 and take it. We're not going to take it and take it and take it. You dumbasses, you keep escalating, you're going to get hurt. And believe me, you don't mean anything to me, so I don't even want to see you hurt. It's like seeing a dead, rotting horse or something in the road. I don't even want to look at you. Battle all right and all you people. The hell's your problem? A bunch of sick freaks, a bunch of neurotics, want to run everything, want to control everybody. You can't stand people that are better looking than you. You can't stand people that are stronger than you. You've got some weird, twisted competitiveness in you. It's like they say in a great book they turn into a film, There Will Be Blood. He goes, I have a competitiveness about me. I don't want anybody else to succeed. I don't want anybody to succeed at my expense walking on me. But if you innovate, I'm only going to try to model myself after you, and I'm going to admire you. I mean, I've literally pulled up by somebody's sports car before that's super awesome. And my car's parked next to him, and I said, that is an incredible car. They're like, oh, man, sorry, it's better than yours. And I was like, no, literally, I don't care that your car is so cool. It looks like a spaceship. You know, personally, I wouldn't drive a car like that because it draws too much attention. But, man, that's really a piece of art. You know, incredible. You know, it's like people don't get it, you know. Competitiveness means you like the competition. It's not that you don't like people that are successful, but that's who the globalists are.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Zach, this is Crystal Palace. Think NORAD has declared DEFCON 3, Scramble All Alert Aircraft.
I repeat, Scramble All Alert Aircraft.
The Whopper spends all its time thinking about World War III.
Target selection complete. Time on target sequence complete.
22 Typhoon-class submarines departing Petropavlovsk, turning southbound at NORDCAP, bearing 095 degrees.
Radar reports two unknown tracks are penetrating the Alaskan Air Defense Zone.
From the front lines of the information war.
Flush the bombers, get the subs in launch mode. We are at DEFCON 1.
Are you prepared to destroy the enemy?
You bet.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic.
We'll keep control, but we'll keep it here at the top where it belongs.
3, 2, 1. Impact.
Shall we play a game?
How about global thermonuclear war?
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All units confirm weapons targeted and ready. Awaiting launch codes.
We are in a launch mode.
Do you really believe that the enemy would attack without provocation?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We're in.
Russians are still denying everything, sir.
We have a Soviet submarine launch detection.
I wish I didn't know about any of this. I wish I was like everybody else.
Friends and family, the only winning move is not to let.
From the front lines of the information war. Okay, so there is a multinational banking cartel that has established the skeletal workings and is now putting in the organs, the sinew, the muscle, the brains of a planetary system, a planetary government. It's very authoritarian, anti-free market, extremely technocratic and draconian in their own words. And so they're pulling out every stop they've got to try to keep Trump from getting in, from starting wars, to claiming he's a Russian agent, to preparing the public's mind to the fact that there's going to be a power outage taking place on the East Coast, and that when that does happen, it's the Russians that are behind it. Clearly the fake story put out on Friday by the Washington Post that the Russians had tried to bring down the East Coast grid starting in Vermont is to prepare the mind for that. Matt Bracken, former Navy SEAL, author, researcher, journalist, joined us last week to predict this would be the type of false flag they would run. He joins us at the bottom of the next hour, and will be hosting himself the fourth hour via Skype. Now, this just broke. It's up on InfoWars.com. It's up on DrudgeReport.com. Obama still could force Merrick Garland onto the court during intersession recess. So, no president has ever done stuff like this, but they're talking about with 17 days left, trying to force a new individual onto the Supreme Court to create a giant train wreck. Well, I tell you, I'd sure love to see Judge Andrew Napolitano be nominated. And I'd like to hear Trump come out, and if not Napolitano, say, hey, here's a few of the judges I think are best, and the American people have spoken. They repudiated you. 900 House seats lost in the states. Whole bunch of seats lost in the Senate and the House. Whole bunch of governors lost. The people don't want your system. You don't have a mandate. And so I am nominating, so everybody knows who I'm going to officially nominate in 17 days, who I think should be on the court. And I think Congress should reject this individual Obama is trying to put on. President Obama will have one last chance to force Judge Merrick Garland onto the U.S. Supreme Court tomorrow, but it's a legal gamble and one that has so many pitfalls that even those who say you could get away with it believe it isn't worth the fight. Mr. Obama's moment will come just before noon. In the 5 minutes that the Senate gavels, the 114th Congress out of session, and the time for the 115th Congress begins. So you have to block the new Congress beginning. And try to extend 2016 via a time warp into the future. And see, with 17 days left, you're going to see more crazy stuff every day. It's going to be a roller coaster every day. And then when Trump gets in, it'll get even crazier. Because this is a real war for America, and a war for England, and a war for Europe, and a war for Russia, and a war for sovereignty worldwide. It's going to get crazy. We'll be lucky if there isn't a nuclear war in the next few years. The globalists are pulling out every stop. In those few moments, the Senate will go into what's known as the intersession recess, creating one golden moment when the president could test his recess appointment powers by sending Judge Garland to the high court. A smattering of activists, he asked him to give it a try, but Mr. Obama has given no indication that he's thinking about it. The White House didn't respond to requests for comment on the story. Yeah, just like the White House and Hillary weren't behind the people that were trying to get the faithless electors to turn against Trump. And just like they weren't behind the recount and Jill Stein. And just like they weren't behind the Democratic Party showing the nomination for Bernie Sanders. They're going for broke. Now, let me give you the chilling news that was given to me during the last break. It's going up on InfoWars.com right now. It's from the amazing folks, I got to say. Zero Hedge is really hardcore, and I never see hardly anything on there I disagree with. Zero Hedge, whoever runs it, no one knows, by the way. Talk about another secret, even more reclusive than Drudge. No one knows. Formerly some big top broker and a group of people that know what's going on, insiders. I'd say U.S. intelligence agency people. I don't know. But look at this. And again, whether you love Netanyahu or hate Netanyahu, Israel has done things politically that aren't anything compared to other people in the region. Why are they held to a higher standard? That's my only issue. I try to be fair here. They're surrounded by people that want to kill them, who say they want to overthrow them. They're supposed to have a one state or a two state and open the borders up to a bunch of people that have basically gone there, just like Syria got invaded by a bunch of globalists in the last 5 years, a bunch of Islamists that wanted to take it over. Those aren't Syrian refugees coming into Europe. They're people that got their butt kicked out of the country. Turkey admits that. That's why 80% of them are military-age men who have fake Syrian passports. They're Pakistani. They're Muslims from India. They're Muslims from all over the world, from the United States, from England, but mainly from Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Pakistan, you name it. Israel police enter Netanyahu's home for questioning over corruption allegations. The globalists are moving. You don't think Obama would come out and have the UN vote to basically say Israel's illegitimate, and now they say they've got that new resolution ready, an actual one saying that Israel's illegitimate and it should be overturned. The UN's already voted on that before. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what I said last week. I said if they kill Netanyahu or something, you know World War III is about to happen. Well, here it is. And I told you they're really thinking about arresting Trump. They're really thinking about false. Remember all those rape charges and pedophile charges that were always fake names and were never true and all got dropped as soon as he won? Claiming Jerry Epstein connections to him when it was really to Clinton and Hillary? See, everything they're doing, they say we're doing. So now, this is Zero Hedge. Israeli police enter Netanyahu's home for questioning over corruption allegation. Boy, you talk about canary in the coal mine. The globalists wouldn't move against Netanyahu, as WikiLeaks shows they're planning to do via Soros, if they weren't planning to have people ready to imprison him or kill him if he starts trying to spill the beans on stuff. Because Netanyahu's been involved in everything. Good, bad, ugly, you name it. And if they move against Netanyahu, that means they're moving against Trump. Bet your bottom buck. Woo! I mean, this is incredible. It just red alert, red alert, red alert. This is getting crazy. This is so freaking out of control. It's time to pray. Our Heavenly Father, please help us open our eyes. Please help us be good. We're so sorry for all the abortions and all the evil in our name. Please protect the children. Please reprieve us if it's in your will. Please somehow stop the evil forces that are trying to stop this miracle that you've given us. Please help there be peace in the Middle East. Please stop those who are trying to overthrow Israel and start World War III and bring in Armageddon. Please give us a reprieve like Nineveh so that we have time to wake people up and reach out to those that are still in darkness and deceived. Please, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, lead, guide, and direct us. Amen. And I don't do that for show, folks. I don't even want to be here. I am so upset right now that my head is burning. I am sweating, even though it's like 65 degrees in here. I am so pissed. And I shouldn't be on air. I'm going to start cussing. Please, God, give me the strength. They're going to start nuclear war. They're pure evil. They're completely out of control, and they're moving on every front. And regardless what you think about Netanyahu or Trump, the globalists know they're nationalists. There's a nationalist allies organization forming from Japan to Israel to the United States to the UK to Russia. A lot of these groups are formerly enemies, but they understand the globalists don't want prosperity, and there's a move worldwide to get back to prosperity. These governments don't want to have people poor on average, but it's the globalist plan, and people are sick of it. Globalism is horrible for the average person. It's horrible for the average elite. They don't want to see people poor and things falling apart. Kingpins, even corrupt kingpins, want to set up on top big, powerful, massive systems. They don't want to see enslavement. They don't want to see the public losing everything. Even the most corrupt Roman emperors wanted prosperity. It was only the occasional psychopath that wanted to kill everybody and make everybody poor. And those people usually got their throats slit or poisoned. We have the worst type of psychopaths that want us to be poor, that want us to be desperate, who get off on it. Really evil people in control. And the whole world saying no. And now Benjamin Netanyahu, they're looking at arresting him and throwing him in prison. And you know what that means. The minute they take down Netanyahu, they're going after Trump. So, hey, all of you that wanted to live under globalist Islamic rule, all of you that hate Jews, You're about to get a big, juicy taste, if the globalists win, of what it's going to be like being under Saudi Arabia and communist China politically calling the shots to the Democrats, who've openly made deals to sell us out to them. Oh, and then have weirdo Nazi collaborators like George Soros, who's Jewish, sitting over it. So you know, get your anti-Semitism straight there. You got this evil Dr. Evil over here running this whole takeover, who's Jewish, and they're about to get rid of the Jewish state. So just enjoy yourselves. You got to taste Roundup Jews in World War II. It just is so delicious. Little Soros, he just can't stop. And it's all in the WikiLeaks. And you know what? The Jews haven't done anything to stop him. Hell, half the Jews are liberals, love George Soros. So, hey, just have whatever you want, dumbasses. We'll be back with the rest on the police going after Netanyahu.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free. Just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hey, this is V, the Grill Economist of Rogue Money. Are you being crushed by debt and crippled by bad credit? Here's what the banks don't want you to know. If you're in severe credit card debt, you have options. We can give you a fresh start. Have tax liens and judgments against you? We can give you a fresh start. Want to find out if our system can work for you? Go to myfreedomnow.us and set up a free phone consultation with me today. We take a limited number of clients each month, so go to myfreedomnow.us.
All right, I'm going to give the number out. If you tried to call earlier, the phone system wasn't turned on. Now you can call in. They're clearly trying to overthrow Israel. They're clearly trying to overthrow Trump, who's an attempt by the people but also patriots in our government, to reestablish just emergency life support on America, because our country has been taken over. These are epic, legendary, incredibly historic, dangerous times we're living in. We are in the middle of World War III. Now, the Pentagon called World War III the Cold War, and they said World War IV will be fought with cyber war, political movements, riots, you name it, economic warfare. And we are now in that with the globalists playing countries off against each other. The nation states understand this and have decided to band together to try to bring prosperity back and are being blocked. Now, what made the nation states finally decide to come together and defeat globalism was when the globalists openly allied with radical Islam and communist China to double-cross the West. Our intelligence agencies are far from perfect. They're very corrupt. But when they finally saw the true endgame, that it was a true betrayal of America and the West, not some global government where we balance power with Asia, they said, you know what? We're not doing this. Now, I've talked to the highest levels of our government. But before I talked to the highest levels of our government, I talked to top generals, top colonels, top people in media, you name it, over the years. You've heard many of them here, from Matt Drudge to you name it. But it's not like I'm even communicating with them and they're communicating with me. We all see the same threat. We all know who the globalists are. We can read their books. The globalists are very honest about this in their own academic literature. They lie to the public, but academically, it's like Gruber getting up on C-SPAN and going, thank God the public's so dumb. I was hired to come up with a lie to triple prices. And thank God they have no attention span. That he was with academics on C-SPAN, a bunch of other professors with a bunch of graduate students learning how to be liars so they can get jobs in the government. So, see, it's very bipolar because, or schizophrenic, because they'll deny it all to the public, but then intellectually and academically admit the whole thing. So, turns out I even missed this. And, folks, I can't keep track of all of it. I told the crew, give me sources. Well, it's RT. It's the Times of Israel last week. It's not just Zero Hedge. They reported last week that he was going to be questioned in two criminal probes. And now the police raided his house this morning, Benjamin Netanyahu. Netanyahu to be questioned in two separate criminal probes. That's RT. Again, I've got Times of Israel reporting that police are calling on Israeli Attorney General to allow them to open a full criminal investigation against Prime Minister Netanyahu. Again, that was last week. Now today they've raided his house. So you've got, look, Obama wouldn't have moved against Israel last week if he didn't have operatives in the Israeli government who at least believe they're going to be able to stop Netanyahu and Trump. And that's what I'm saying. Listen to me so carefully. This is the big enchilada. They're currently moving against Trump and Israel. They're currently moving against the UK with Brexit. They're currently moving against every nationalist movement, hardcore with illegal measures. The globalists are intending to stage a coup against the people's will and to start a war if they have to, or even kill Trump and Netanyahu and you name it, to keep their world government project afloat. We are in the middle of the greatest crisis humanity has ever seen. And just like in France, every time some nationalist is about to win, they indict him. And they're doing the same thing here. Or in the Netherlands, the guy that's number one in the polls, who's a nationalist, they've indicted him and convicted him 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. So it's on, folks. This is crazy. So look, this means there's a civil war brewing in Israel. There's an ongoing civil war happening here. And Israel has sources and forces inside of it that want to merge with the Arabs and the Palestinians and commit suicide. And again, it's all in the WikiLeaks that Soros was planning this 5 years ago, 2 years ago, and just 6 months ago. This is a worldwide destabilization world government program with Soros, the Rothschilds, and the Rockefellers bringing in this program. And people say, oh, well, the Rothschilds helped found Israel. That was 70 years ago, folks. The Rothschilds currently are using Israel as a detonator to bring in a Mideast war. The Rothschilds are heavily involved in all this. Now, they're a very diverse family. It's a big family. But the big ones, Lord Rothschild and others, are as evil as the day is long. This is the exact kind of crap they like to do. Have his dad give birth to Israel, then blow it up 70 years later. And out of this comes their big world government, because the war will be so horrible, we have to accept the Luciferian age. This is big stuff. You know, Aleister Crowley reportedly sacrificed his own son. When you get into Satanism, betrayal of your own family is the top final thing to do. So, Israel, you better watch your butt, and the United States better as well. Israeli police enter Netanyahu's home for questioning over corruption allegations as the Obama administration shunned Israel last week. We warned that police were calling on Israeli Attorney General to allow them to open a full criminal investigation of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Today, as Channel 2 reports, Israel police entered Bibi's home for questioning. The prime minister was quick to react, blasting, "Don't celebrate too soon," over corruption probe. And then it gets into all of it. This is a major move against the West by the globalists.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time.
All right, here's the bottom line. There have been settlements for 8 years of Obama's administration being built on the West Bank. Cut you down. You've got the Muslims running around, the jihadis, the Sunnis, who are invading 30-something countries right now all over the world. I mean, there's 30-plus countries they're launching terror attacks in. It was like 23 a few months ago. It's 30-something now. We're in the middle of a worldwide jihad financed by Saudi Arabia. Our government, with the criminals at the top and the Obama administration, are financing it. It's in all the WikiLeaks that George Soros is commanding it and honchoing it and spending up to $5 billion a year financing political groups and overthrow of Ukraine and funding jihadis all over Chechnya and you name it, trying to overthrow Russia proper with political candidates he's been running against Russia. Then they have the nerve to claim Russia's involved in our politics when they're clearly not. And then, after 8 years of settlements, Obama comes out and has the U.S. push a vote in the U.N. to abstain. And now the word is Kerry has a resolution to fully say Israel's illegitimate so that the Arab states will basically attack Israel with 17 days out. And then, we heard about corruption probes and stuff. Oh, suddenly somebody in Netanyahu's office says he might have gotten a bribe. Here comes the police and the SWAT team to his house to tear his home apart this morning. Obama, vindictive for abstaining from UN vote on Israel settlements. And now they are going after Israel. I don't know what the anti-Semites are going to do. I guess they're going to side with George Soros against the nation state of Israel. But understand this, that's siding against our republic and Trump as well. Obama's refusal to veto anti-Israel UN vote ranked most anti-Semitic incident in 2016. You know, I don't want to say it's anti-Semitic, but funding jihadis all over the Middle East to kill every Christian they get a hold of is truly anti-Christian. And where are the Christians complaining about that? But I know this, it is anti-Israel to say turn it over to the Palestinians, who, if they took it over, would never stop killing each other. They can't stop killing each other all over the Middle East. It's a joke. Clean up your own house before you run around lecturing the rest of the world, Muslims. And I was against the wars against the Muslims because I knew it was to put the radical ones in. I knew it was a destabilization program. I'm not against Muslims. But you can't run around arrogant declaring that you're going to conquer our culture and buy off our politicians and basically throw it in our face without backlash. So I want to open the phones up from Hans and DJ and David and George and Philip. But I want to be clear. I want to talk about the world destabilization program with 17 days left. The Democrats admitting they want to try to block Trump being inaugurated. How will they do that? With an East Coast power outage claiming the Russians did it. So blaming the power outage on the group they claim trying to put Trump in. You say that doesn't make sense. Russia should just sit back and let Trump get in. Of course, that's why the West has shot down three of their airplanes. That's why they're starting wars and killing their ambassadors and diplomats. It's why they're putting all these new sanctions on to poke the bear into action. And Putin's been smart and hasn't done that and hasn't even kicked U.S. diplomats out. Instead, he invited the diplomats and their kids to the Christmas tree lighting. That's one of the big things in Russia for kids at the Kremlin. You're like, Alex, Christmas just ended. No, in Orthodox Church, it's January 7th, folks. And the point is that they are being caught in all this massive fake news. They wouldn't be running all this fake news, ladies and gentlemen, if they weren't planning something big. And I said last week, if they try to remove Netanyahu anytime in the next 3 weeks, you better believe it means they're about to try to take Trump out, too. You could see attack helicopters fly into Mar-a-Lago tomorrow and fire 20 Hellfire missiles into there, and they'll say on the news, Trump had to be taken out, he was a terrorist. I'm not kidding. Or they could blow up Trump Tower and claim jihadis did it. Or they could have a sniper kill Trump when he's on the golf course. I'm telling you, they are intending to kill Trump. By the way, pull it up. Just Google Alex Jones CIA, click news. Media Matters, run by the White House, openly, it's in the WikiLeaks, says Alex Jones warns Trump the CIA is trying to assassinate the president-elect. No, I said rogue criminal elements are developing the idea and the plan that you're a Russian agent, so if you're killed or arrested, they can at least sell the idea to enough of the public to make it look legitimate. And now we see the CIA going around and Trump saying that rogue elements of the CIA are trying to undermine his presidency and the will of the people. Well, what do you think the CIA does when their BS fails? They move on to weapons. I want to be clear. Most of the CIA is completely outraged by this. Most of the CIA can't even believe this is actually happening. It's come out that the government agencies have said this is all fake. Clapper has said it's all fake, but they still move forward. They mean business. They wouldn't be saying a sitting president-elect was a Russian agent unless they were planning to do anything from getting him to not get into office. And now, if they go after Trump's ally, Israel, and if they try to kick out that elected government with a corruption probe, you know the next thing is going to be a criminal probe, and the attorney general might even come out and indict a current president And then, oh, sadly, a truck bomb goes off. I'm telling you, they're willing to start World War III with Russia. They're willing to start World War III with Russia. Do you think they're willing to kill Trump or myself? They just signed a law a week and a half ago to ban the press and to put the CIA over the FCC. There's been giant cyber attacks that Drudge has never seen before against Drudge and InfoWars. And he says it's the U.S. government. It is. The criminals that have hijacked it, working with the communist Chinese. Now, Matt Bracken, former Navy SEAL, best-selling author, researcher, from enemiesforeignanddomestic.com, is joining us at the bottom of the next hour. I have a small skeleton crew here today, but you guys already found it with a quick search. Matt Bracken, grid down, false flag. From May, him on the show saying it. He said it last week. So if someone just gives, maybe some of the guys back there in Anthony's office, a few of those files to watch, I need our crew to find where Bracken said it ahead of him joining us, because I know our listeners heard it. I know you heard me talk about it, but we need to play it for people that don't know so they understand just how on target we are, because here's the deal. It clicked earlier. They're running that Russia wants to knock our power grid out after we even warn. That's the type of thing they might pull. They hadn't said that previously, but see, we understand what would be disruptive enough to keep them from getting in and where Obama could have an emergency. It fit. And now they're openly announcing it. That means they're seriously considering that and other false flags. Now I'm going to go to your phone calls. And I thought I was pretty clear, but some people called in about Pokemon and about other stuff, and that's fine. But I'm going to move on to the next person. Callers after this group, I really want to talk about civil war, Netanyahu, crisis, false flags. They say they don't want Trump. They're having newspapers everywhere call for Trump's death and call for people to kill him. Almost no one's been prosecuted for this. It's unprecedented atmosphere of civil war and insanity. And I'm here not being a fearmonger. I'm desperately raising the alarm so that sensible media covers this and so that other people understand just how much danger we're in, so we don't go down the road of the real clear and present danger that's the globalists that really are destabilizing things. I also want you to know this isn't going to stop even once Trump gets in, but we'll be in a much better position from that point on. But it's still going to be the most incredible science fiction movie you've ever seen or read that we're living. And this is only going to get wilder. But the good news is there's good and evil in the world, not just evil. And so we are in the real world in this epic time, and everything you do is having a giant effect. Pray for this country. Pray for awakening. Pray for providence. Pray for spiritual defense and support and provision for Trump and for InfoWars and for Matt Drudge and for people like Stephen Bannon and others that are at the tip of the spear of this fight because of duty. But understand, this is real. You can see it. It's not our opinion. We are the people resisting this. You are the folks resisting it. We're all in this together. And none of us are perfect, but we've got God on our side. Also, we're running, extending the Christmas special just even more until Wednesday, and then it's over because people like it so much. Free shipping store-wide, 50 to 30% off everything while supplies last. The problem is we've sold out of, I don't know, eight different things at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. So a lot of stuff has sold out. We still have Brain Force now with 20% more in each bottle, 30% off. You cannot beat that deal, and free shipping. Sign up for auto ship, get an additional 10% off. Wow. Super Male Vitality, Female Vitality are about to sell out. We've got 30% off on those. X2 is about to sell out. We've got, I mean, it's $20 right now. That is unprecedented, and free shipping. We have the Liver Cleanse Liver Shield with Oxy Powder for the gallbladder and liver cleanse. That's discounted 30% off when you get them together. Again, we're talking 4.8-star reviews here by third-party review sites. And so much more. Bio-PCA for your hair, skin, and nails, but everything else as well. We've got Biome Defense in the 25 billion per capsule strain. It's just a half strength, so it's half off. Half the regular price is the exact same stuff as the other, just smaller capsule. Amazing, amazing system for the gut flora, amazing probiotic. We've got, again, a lot of other great products there at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. But the atmosphere It's so dangerous, so out of control. I've got a stack of New York Times articles here from over the weekend and Washington Post headlines where they admit that Obama is sabotaging the Trump agenda as he leaves office. And they admit the stuff he's doing hurts the economy, opens the border up more. I mean, we're just wide open. This is a true foreign globalist sabotage operation. And we keep wondering why they're out to get us so much. Because it's a global military operation to bring us down so no nation state's left standing except the communist Chinese. And then they're so enslaved, and the globalists have made deals with them. They're supposed to be the muscle and then the economy of the world. We were betrayed. We were sold out. Globalism was supposed to mean they did all the economic stuff, and we had the military. It was all a double cross, and our intelligence agencies know that and are fighting back. So what do you do when the American people and the American government stand up against the foreign globalist takeover? The malware that is the New World Order infesting our political system and our soul. They claim we're the foreign agents with no proof, and they claim the Russians are trying to kick off the power grid. I'm going to stop screaming and yelling. I'm just really trying to cut through the chatter here. But here's the good news. The Washington Post got caught publishing fake news. It's all over the news. They don't care because they're going for broke. They don't care. Sure, you're like, God, they're discrediting themselves. Everything they do fails. They're escalating. They're still in power for 17 days. It means they're going to go to the final thing, open force. They're going to cook up fake charges against Trump. If Trump resists it with a legitimate government behind him, they're going to kill him. Trump, you're not stupid, and you already know this. They're coming to kill you and your family. Period. They want to kill this country. You have the courage. The people listen to you. You did it. You want to bring back the economic engine. They don't want that. They already tried to kill Nigel Farage 3 times. I know you know this. I know the Secret Service knows, but the public needs to know the battle, the epic level of the battle we're in right now. And here's the deal. It doesn't mean BB or Israel's perfect. Nobody is. But this is a sovereign country, and the globalists have made a deal with Islam to sell out Israel and the U.S. as part of this global takeover, with Islam, China, and the globalists against Russia, Japan, and what's left of Latin America and Africa. Folks, Africa and Latin America can't stand against the Chinese. They can't stand against the Islamists. They can't stand against the globalists and the big corporations. It's the big corporations and China and Saudi Arabia against everybody else. That's World War IV. Okay? They're coming for us. They are blown away that the intelligence agencies leaked all the data on them and that we stopped their steal and that we won. Trump won in one of the biggest landslides in U.S. history, folks. They stole 5 states. And I'll keep repeating this to you. You understand the epic level, the epic, epic, incredible time we are alive right now. I want to tell the globalists something. Listen, I want you to know this. Just as you failed stealing the nomination, and you failed with the recount, and you failed with the unfaithful electors, and you failed with the race garbage crap, and you failed with the economic implosion, and you failed, you're going to fail when it comes to stopping the global revolution against tyranny and the reawakening of nationalism and the exuberant nationalism that has Soros so scared last week. You are failing. You are failing now. And if you try to kill Trump, even if you're successful, it will blow up in your face so bad there will be nowhere in the world for you to ever hide. So in a way, I hope you strike myself and Trump down. I don't literally hope that, but metaphysically, politically, in a chess sense, we're nothing but gambits. You strike us down, we will become more powerful than you could possibly imagine, to quote Obi-Wan Kenobi. They were able to find one of the Matt Bracken clips. Again, he's probably said this. He's been on probably 15 times the last year or more. He says it every time he's on, but he said last week, I don't know if they found a clip from last week, they said they had a clip where he said, I go, what kind of false flag? He said, I would look at a grid down scenario to keep Trump from getting in a big crisis. A day after he said that, he was here last Thursday, a day after he said it, there's a bunch of these clips, I'm mixing them together. They rolled it out, and it was fake as a $3 bill. You go, oh, good, they're discredited again. No, it means they don't care. Everybody's analyzing this like it's funny. Let me tell you something. My guts don't think it's funny. I've never been on fire like this. I am sweating, and I've got the air conditioner turned down to 65. I am on fire. I am ready to kick like 15 people's asses. You understand what I'm saying? I am that concerned. I am that fired up. Physically, my spirit is on fire. America and the whole world is in total peril. They are getting ready to start a nuclear war if need be. Obama and Hillary and all of them need to be stopped right now. And here's the most important thing I've been wanting to tell you for days. I just get so upset I don't get it out. Everything has to be leaked. Do not hold anything back. U.S. intelligence agencies, Western intelligence agencies, private corporate groups, everybody. Anonymous, everyone. Hit them with everything you've got. Don't wait. Don't leak it slowly. They've got Assange on house arrest. They've stopped stuff coming out. Leak everything now. Leak it now. Hit them with everything now. Hit them. Hit them with everything now. And again, I personally let you see how fired up I am. This isn't an act. But I'm letting the dog off the leash. Understand? This is how I feel. This is who I am. This is actually therapy for me to like get it out and not get physical. Okay? Now, people say, oh, Alex Smith is an actor. No, that's not what I'm saying. It's a paradox. I really feel like this right now. If I didn't yell and scream, I guess I'd probably have a heart attack. Okay? Or get mad at somebody in traffic. This is really how I feel. But because I do this, it primitively cuts through even intellectuals' controls where they're just used to this and have a learned helplessness and a normalcy bias and a Stockholm syndrome that we're trying to break. We're breaking the enemy's spirit of failure and weakness right now. We're bringing the spirit of honor and strength and innovation back into the world, the renaissance that Christ gave us. I'm going to skip this break so I can go to calls and take more, because I don't want to cut them off. Thank you. I forgot to tell you. So, for whatever reason, as obnoxious as I am, wars aren't pretty. InfoWars is a big, bloody battering ram that has knocked out more globalist teeth than anybody could imagine. And that's thanks to your prayers and your support. You are the InfoWar. I don't just say that again to make you feel good. Do you understand you are everything? Do you understand without you we're dying? Don't be demoralized if they get me or Trump. You understand? That just means they had to really get naked and get out in the open with us. And I don't physically look forward to that. But I'll tell you what. When my soul is rolling off this mortal coil, if I got time to think about what's happening to me, I'm going to be really happy knowing we force them all the way out in the open. And these vampires don't do too good out in the open. But this isn't a movie. It isn't entertainment. People sit there and they watch so much entertainment, or they watch stuff that was historically happening. And when it's really happening in their face, they can't believe it's even happening in their time. You're living in an incredible time. You're living in a legendary world. People say, have you seen this new action-adventure movie? It's really exciting. I'm like, yeah, I'm sure it's great. We're living in an action-adventure movie. They're trying to arrest the Israeli prime minister right now. That means they're going to the next level. Let's go to your phone calls. The numbers are coming out how Obama purposely killed the jobs for young people so that women would be independent. I mean, wouldn't be independent and would be under the control of the government and families would be dependent. I mean, it's just everything's coming out. But more needs to come out now. You know what? All the pedophilia stuff needs to be released. All the criminal government drug dealing stuff, just release it all. Release it all before they put the internet kill switch in, which they already have in place, before they start the next big war. I understand that people have already gone to great risk what you've already put out. Everything has to come out now. Justice be done, may the heavens fall, because the heavens are going to fall if we don't. We don't have any more choices. We don't have any more time to even have half measures. Only total commitment to fight the enemy. And they can spiritually feel that determination. This is a spiritual fight. And I can feel the enemy, too. They have made the decisions. As of yesterday morning, I felt it. I don't want to get into mumbo jumbo here, but everybody knows what I'm talking about. Everybody else who's tuning in can feel it, too. At around 11 o'clock yesterday, I felt it. And let me tell you. They have made the decision to do some really bad stuff that physically endangers myself and my family. And it doesn't mean I'm only in danger. You understand? I've learned to go with my gut. It's always right. This is everybody's in danger. They have made decisions, and you now see the manifestation of it because they're doing it, that is just hellish. You look at that snot-nosed, arrogant, crazy person, Obama, and his crazy wife, and all those crazy people with chips on their shoulders around them that hate anybody that's successful, that hate anybody that's Christian. The globalists aren't stopping, folks. They're moving forward. They are going to drop the hammer. And I'm just telling you right now, we better throw everything we've got against them now in the information war, or they're going to have their way. And I want to tell all the minions of this system who know they're on the wrong side and who do it for a paycheck and peer pressure. I want to warn you, there's still time for you to leak the information you've got. People at Media Matters, you should leak everything you've got if you want to save your family and yourself. This isn't a movie. This isn't a joke. Don't laugh about it. This is, remember you were warned. People inside CNN, people inside these agencies, people inside these traitorous organizations, you've got to release everything you've got right now. Yeah, I know they call up and they say, hey, the new character in this movie or that movie is based on you, and they make fun of you and act like all this other stuff. None of that stuff's going to matter. We're way past all that right now. I don't mean leak stuff like that. I mean leak it all. They can't stop everybody if everybody does it. They want to fight? Let's give them one. George in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Yes, Alex. This is where they want to be. They're going to start World War III. This has always been the plan. You know, they always have. Sure, having Hillary be elected would have been great. You know, they can do whatever they want with her.
Yeah, they were still going to start a war when she got in. They were going to shut the press down when she got in. It's in all the WikiLeaks.
Yes, this is not. This.
They're just going ahead like Trump wasn't even elected. Yep. What does that tell you?
They don't care because they're crazy, and I think they're possessed personally by
demons. Oh, they definitely are. They're damn demons.
Feints within feints within feints, knowing where the trap is, that's the first step in defeating it. I think the Patriot movement is reactionary because that's the only way to not start a hot civil war with these people.
Well, that's right. We've got exactly. I'm telling you, if they tried to weasel me into some confrontation with brainwashed cops or something, I just let them take me out because I'm not going to let them use myself against the movement. So we have to know when to hold them, know when to fold them. So that's what I'm saying. I'm nonviolent when it comes to offense. But for everybody else, that's not the case you're in. If stuff breaks down, defend your family, go after the enemy to the end once they really start the real war. But now we have to put everything in, all in the info war. What else do you think we can do right now to really back the enemy off? Because let me tell you, as of yesterday, I could feel it, and now you see it in the news. They have decided to go full bore and stop Trump. And that means they're going to arrest Netanyahu. They're going to arrest or kill Trump in the next 17 days. Watch. Watch. Now, if we stop it, people say, oh, look, you know, another prediction you made that didn't come true. No, I'm saying we can change this. What else do we do? Do we pray?
Well, George, excuse me, Alex, I believe that something you said earlier in the show about how the globalists are intent on minimalizing Trump's election victory, I think they're also very successful in isolating patriots within, our communities. I think we need to really reach out to the people that we touch on a daily basis. That's the most, most important thing. You know, we're not all media savvy stars like you, but we impact people's lives constantly in our jobs, our schools, et cetera. So now's the time because they're listening now. They're listening. We've been hammering the message of freedom and of independence for so long, and finally the people.
And exactly what we warned, world government, all of it has come true because we're following globalist own admissions. Thank you so much. That's a great point, George. We're going to go to Hans and Andy and Chris and Philip and others. The toll-free number to join us on the next 17 days. 800-259-99231, 800-259-99231. Again, we reach a giant audience. If you'll get the word out, and if you'll expose these people, and if you'll point out what they're doing, they won't be able to pull it off. But I said last week, they wouldn't move against Israel like this unless they were planning a coup inside Israel. I think I said that Tuesday or Wednesday of last week. And I said, so watch Israel. This is really bold. And I told you last week I was watching Wednesday night Situation Room with Wolf Blitzer, but they had a fill-in host. And I was watching it, and they were all like, a giant war is coming. It is Trump's fault and other nationalists. We are sad. And there was a bunch of people that are admittedly CIA operatives and others that were on the show. I mean, Blitzer's Mossad himself, but a leftist arm of it. That's admitted. If you didn't know, look it up. High level. But he wasn't on the show, and they were all like, yes, it's coming. They all looked scared, but they all looked down like they were in a cult. They went, well, this war wasn't our fault, and what's coming now, it's those that did this. We must have our plan for peace. That means world government. It's a cult. It's like a New Age cult. They all just go, oh. And then they went to break, and I went, oh, my God. I told you. I said, they're getting ready. They're going to overthrow Israel, and now it's happening.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.